Brent, really appreciate it.
Of course, happy to be here.
All right, we're going to get started here in just a moment. All right, we're going to bring this meeting to order. Can I get a roll call, Danielle, please?
Joe Spear.
Here.
Ken Range.
Here.
Sharon Hartung.
Here.
Richard Heath.
Here.
Roy Davis.
Here. I'd like to make mention also, this is Thursday, May 14th, 2020, 2 p.m. when this meeting was called to order. Are there any modifications, additions, or and changes to the agenda as written? Okay. Are there any declarations of potential conflicts of interest of any board member of any item of this agenda?
This is Ken, and I have a potential conflict with the art at the board.
Did everybody hear Ken?
No.
Yeah.
Okay, Ken has abstained. He's not going to be able to vote on action item C. He has a potential conflict of interest, so he has let that be known in this section one of declaration of potential conflict of interest. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda as written?
I make a motion to approve the agenda as written.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Ken Range did a second. Danielle, roll call, please.
Sharon?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Section three, public comments. Are there any public comments at this particular time?
Yes.
Ken Range has a public comment to make.
In regards to art at the fort, the focus of the Art at the Fort exhibition has shifted. This year it will be a local affair. Advertising to entice visitors to the fort has been canceled. The posters that would have been distributed along the Oregon and California coast will remain in the Brookings Harbor area. The boardwalk is a safe, accessible place for nearly all members of our community to go for a walk. Art at the boardwalk will make the walk more enjoyable for many, but it's likely to draw a crowd. With galleries closed and the art walk canceled, this is both an opportunity for artists to show their work to the rest of the community to enjoy at a safe setting. Artists of all ages, from children to seniors, have submitted some paintings that are looking forward to sharing them with friends and community. Paintings will be hung along the boardwalk rail and every other space to keep social distancing, comply with those social distancing. The Pelican Bay Art Association has a team of volunteers that are ready to hang the art with the input from the port staff. The EBAA will provide laminated signs reminding people to observe social distancing on the boardwalk. And that's it.
Thank you for that, Ken. Are there any other public comments at this time? Okay, we're going to move on to section four, action item A, Business Oregon Payment Relief Plan. We do have some representatives here online today with us from Salem. Ted, would you like to take that lead?
Sure, can do that. I'm looking at the it's up on the screen too. Action item I, action item A. And this is something that, as I recall, Gary and Roy were down or up to Salem at some point over a year ago, maybe a year and a half. And we were kind of, had kind of been watching, you know, the port's been through a lot, and we were, had a very favorable impression about the direction that the port was moving in. Kind of the big elephant in the room has always been these large loans that go back a long time. And there was a restructure of those loans, of course, but that restructure didn't really talk a lot about what happens with all the accumulating interest. And if you, depending how you looked at it, it looked like, you know, maybe a 40-year project. And on Business Oregon's end, we didn't want that. It's kind of hard to get up every day motivated when you got something that big that looks like it's, you know, never going to go away. So we started to have some kind of more informal talks about wanting to come back and visit how we might be able to try to do something that works for both of us. Of course, the port would like some certainty and something manageable to make that go away someday, so you can, you know, look forward to doing, you know, ever better things. I think from Business Oregon's end, the thought was, you know, we'd just like to get our capital back, some of the interest, and then we can loan that money out for others, and we don't want to hamstring one of our partners with something that's so big that it seems impossible. So this is kind of two pieces wrapped in one, I think, because as the COVID virus hit with all ports, we were Stephanie Preibel had kind of worked on our part to put a program for ports where we would, where you could basically apply to have a deferment of a loan payment, in some cases a deferment of accumulating interest in that period on a case-by-case basis. And so we received that from Brookings Harbor. And then I think the discussion was, while we're at it, why don't we just do this thing we've been talking about and offer the quarterly deferment payment, but also lets us go ahead and freeze the interest on the 9 outstanding loan balances indefinitely, so that no more interest will accumulate. And then that, you know, kind of moves everyone forward in a way that doesn't seem like you're, you know, buried forever. So that's kind of the basis for it. You know, it's an amendment to that restructure that would freeze the interest on all the outstanding loans indefinitely, as long as the port makes their quarterly payments, and pretty much summed up in that action item A.
Ted, thank you for that. Stephanie, do you have anything that you would like to add, Stephanie?
No, this is Stephanie Preibel. I'm newly responsible for ports programming with Business Oregon. I appreciate the chance to be here today. I thought Ted did a great job of capturing the history and where we are, and we're happy to take any questions that you've got.
Okay, thank you, Ted, and thank you, Stephanie. Now I'm going to call and see if any of the commissioners have any questions for Ted or Stephanie. Richard? Sharon?
I think it's wonderful that we're going to get this opportunity. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Sorry, Roy. This
Richard?
I was trying to unmute myself.
Okay, no, go ahead, Richard.
I don't have any questions at this time. I think it's all pretty straightforward.
Absolutely. I agree with you, Richard. Joe?
No questions.
Ken?
I'd also just like to make the comment that it's an incredible opportunity for the port, and we appreciate it very much.
Did everybody hear Ken's statement?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. If there are no other comments or questions to Ted and Stephanie, can I get a motion to accept this Business Oregon Payment Relief Plan?
I make a motion to approve Business Oregon COVID-19 Port Payment Relief Proposal and begin contract amendment paperwork with Business Oregon.
May I get a second?
I second it.
Joe Spears second it. Roll call, Danielle, please.
Sharon?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. And once again, Ted and Stephanie, thank you so much for honing in with us here today. And please take back to Salem that we are certainly very appreciative of this offer. And we hope to continue a very good relationship with Salem.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your time.
Thanks.
Absolutely. We appreciate your time as well.
Stephanie and Ted?
Yes.
Stephanie and Ted, this is Gary. One quick question. Is there anything else you need from the port to start the contract paperwork, or is this good enough?
No.
Stephanie probably can best answer that.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you, Ted. We've got the paperwork ready to go, so we will file the contract amendment request forms this afternoon, and as soon as we've got a draft ready for release, we'll be back in touch with you so you have a chance to review it, and then we'll go into contract execution.
All right, thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for, again, for the chance to speak with you today.
Absolutely. Okay, with that being said, we're going to move on to action item B, section 4, reopening of the beachfront RV park plan. Gary, would you like to take off on that, please?
Yes. So I think everybody knows, but I'll say it anyways. It's good news that the port, or that the county, is in phase one. They are approved as phase one starting tomorrow. So that is good news. That kind of gives us a green light that we can reopen our RV park following their reopening guidance. So I kind of laid out what we're thinking about doing. I'm just looking for a board's approval on moving forward, opening it up on the 26th. You guys have any questions?
Any questions from any of the boards? Any questions for Gary from the board?
I have a question for Martha.
Okay.
Martha, as I understand Ordinance 1, by taking this action, the board then creates essentially a regulation of the port. Is that correct?
I'm not sure where you're going.
All right. Let me rephrase that.
Or if you could just finish what your question is, and if.
Okay. So what my question is if we take this action, or when we take this action, this becomes enforceable by the Sheriff's Department.
Well, I think how it's enforceable would be if you have people not following the RV park rules, then you should be able to ask them to leave. And if they're refusing, you know, at that point, then yes, the Sheriff's Department could become involved.
Okay.
So I think I believe what you're getting at, the answer is yes.
Okay, thank you. That's what I thought. I just want to make sure that I asked a question.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Martha. Sharon, do you have any questions?
Yes, but I have a question about the ramps not being installed. I have observed so many people crawling over the rocks. I think our liability is just way out there. And now that we'll be letting the RVers in there, it's going to be more so. They're already all over the beach. So I don't know how we're going to prevent that crowds because of the ramps. I think we'll actually have safety, but that's my question.
Gary, would you like to comment on that? Travis?
Well, is a question, I don't want the ramps or you want the ramps? You want the ramps out there, Sharon? Is that what you're asking?
Yes, sir. I believe that for safety purposes and liability for the port, that I believe they should be out there.
So
I would have to agree with Sharon. I was gonna bring it up too,
so typically the port doesn't ever put out the ramps until Memorial Day. So even right now would be just before Memorial Day. So it is about the time where we'd start doing it. Some of the things, you know, liability is what comes to my mind when we put the ramps out. They're not ADA compliant. We have lots of people trying to access and use them as ADA purposes. The ramps, to me, having them out there is a liability. You know, it's not up to us to decide how people access the beach, but when we provide the way for them to get to the beach and it's not adequate or to standards for every user, being we're a public area, then I feel that we put ourselves at a bigger risk. So it is something we were going to talk to you about. It just kind of came up sooner, but the board needs to ultimately make the decision to, you know, weigh the consequences, weigh each way of having them out there, the pros and cons of doing it, and then direct Gary to either put them out or not. I foresee it as more of a liability by having them out there, but I know some people don't share that opinion, so I think it's best that the board collectively talks about it and makes the decision.
Okay, what I think we should do, Sharon, is put this on the agenda for the next meeting and have just a little discussion on that with the board. I agree with Travis on that. I believe that the board should make that decision and direct management if we so choose to do so. So we'll table that, but I'd like to get back on the agenda of reopening the beachfront RV park plan.
Well, that was part of the plan. So that's why I brought it up.
Okay. Okay. Well, we can certainly include that right now with a vote. We can include that with reopening.
Fine.
Can I ask a question?
Hold on, Sharon. Ken has a question.
Gary or Travis, what would we have to do to make those ramps ADA compliant?
Well, due to the changing grade of them, the ramps that we have, they're like 60 feet long. ADA compliant for any length, they have to be at least 80 feet long to be at any slope. They have to be a minimum of 80 feet long to overcome them being at any angle. That's what I see. They're kind of slick. They get off into the sand. There's always a step at the bottom. Every year we get complaints about how slick they are. That stepping off at the end, how the beach changes a lot out there. The end of these gangways land right at the waters, you know, at the high tide of it. So they do change. There's just a lot of other factors. I know it's easy to get to the beach, but if we're going to be talking liability wise, I just think it's best to look at all angles of it, that they're really not a legal or a compliant ramp to even be out there.
Gary, can I get your input on that as well?
Well, I agree with Travis is saying that, you know, the ramps need to be 80 foot long. They're not the right length. And we do, you know, last year we had people fall off the end because there's logs or stuff get washed up underneath the ramp. And then, you know, it is an issue. And, you know, a couple of years ago we had issues where the waves came up and damaged our ramps and then we couldn't put them out. So, I mean, there's multiple issues with those ramps out there. And, you know, So whose authority is it to put ramps out there to the beach? I don't know. Because we have a parking lot, do we have to have a ramp out there to the beach? I don't know. I mean, that's something we need to research a little bit more at this, you know.
Yeah, it sounds like there needs to be some research done, Gary.
But, you know, at this stage here, I'd rather not put them out there for those multiple reasons, you know, unless there's some other way to be, yeah, good. Anyways, those are the points that we have.
And Gary and Travis, we always talk about once the management team makes the board aware of something that is not right or not up to code, then that puts the liability on the board. So all board members need to take that into consideration. We have now been let known that those ramps are not in compliance. So we might want to just put that on agenda for another meeting and decide whether we want ramps out there. We want to buy new ramps, have new ramps built, and have the staff put them out there. I think that's a whole other agenda item. Can I get any comments?
Can I speak one more thing?
Absolutely.
So a couple of years ago, we had the board approve to put, you know, concrete steps and ramps when we had the funds. So that we did talk about a couple of years ago, previous boards, but obviously we can, you know, talk about it again. But that was discussed a couple of years ago, just so everyone knows. It's not a new issue, put it that way.
Correct. Remember it well, Gary. Okay, so are there any further questions on the reopening of the beachfront RV park plan?
I have one.
Ken Range has a question. Ken?
How are we going to deal with trash down there?
Everybody hear Ken's question?
Yes.
Trash?
Gary?
The dumpsters that were in the RV park, there's typically three when the RV park is at, you know, 100% open. We'll probably bring back two for now that'll be able to service the RV park and the guests for their trash.
Thank you for that, Travis. Did that answer your question?
That answers it.
Okay, Ken satisfied? So can we get a motion to reopen beachfront RV park plan?
I make the motion to approve reopening the beachfront RV park at Curry County enters phase one reopening on May 26, 2020, following Oregon Health Authority phase one reopening guidelines.
Hey, Roy?
Ken Range? Yes, go ahead.
Roy, if I may, just add one more thing to the motion. When this, you know, phase one could last only 21 days if we have no new cases in this county, and we could go into phase two. I would like to have the board's approval after, if we go into phase two, to open this RV park up 100% capacity instead of every other site.
Joe, you want to amend your motion for that?
Just add to it?
Yeah.
And how should I say that? I have phase two.
After 21 days. It,
huh?
Phase two after 21 days.
After 21 days, it's put in a place and give the...
Can I take a stab at it, Roy?
Yes, Richard, please.
I just don't, yeah, let him do it.
I make a motion to approve the opening of the Beachman RV Park, currently using phase one guidelines on May 26, 2020, and further authorize the port manager to open the RV park up to full capacity based on the governor's and Oregon Health Authority's recommendations on phase two.
Thank you for that, Richard. Can I get a second?
I second.
Got a second from Joe Spears. Danielle, roll call, please.
Sharon.
Sharon?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Thanks, Richard.
Yep. Thank you, Richard, for that. Moving to section four, letter C, art at the port. Gary, Travis, would either of you like to take off with that?
Yeah, I can take off on this one. So art on the at the port event was, well, all events are canceled right now at the port, but we would like to put those panels up on the railing just for the public to view. I'd like to have the board approval to do that. That's basically why it's brought to the board.
Absolutely, Gary. Any questions from the board? Sharon?
No, I can't wait to see it.
Okay. Richard?
No questions.
Ken, any questions?
No.
Joe, any questions?
No.
Can I get a motion to approve the art at the port?
I make a motion to approve installing art panels on the boardwalk railing for public viewing when Curry County enters phase one reopening, and if social distancing is maintained as soon as the port staff is prepared.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Richard, second it. Danielle, roll call, please.
Sharon?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Ken?
I've abstained.
Oh, yeah. Joe?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Motion carries. Section 4, Alphabet D, Crow Clay and Associates Incorporated Agreement for Professional Services Amendment Number 1. Gary?
Yeah, so Crow Clay has a minor amendment to do on their contract. It's basically, we added 9 sites instead of 5 and some other work there. So this is just an amendment to their original contract. I think it was like $300 more to do this work from the original contract. So this is just an amendment to their original contract. And he's already working on it for us, but he'd like to get this buttoned up so he can get it on.
Any questions from the board? Sharon?
I think we should move forward.
Thank you for that, Sharon. Richard?
No questions.
Ken?
No questions.
Joe?
No.
Could I get a roll call? Could I get a motion to approve the Crow Clay and Associates Incorporated Agreement for Professional Services Amendment Number 1?
I make a motion to approve Crow and Clay Associates Incorporated Agreement for Personal Services Amendment Number 1.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Ken Raines, second it. Danielle, could I get a roll call, please?
Sharon?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes. Motion carries unanimously. Moving on to information items. There are none listed. Moving on to numeral 6, commissioner comments. Sharon?
I have no comment at this time.
Richard?
I have no comments.
Ken?
No.
Joe?
No, I have one. About time, huh? I see Brett working 24/7 down here at the port. Uh-huh. I just think that he should be thanked, or however you want to say. He's just been working his butt off.
Right, right. Joe wanted to make mention of thanking the staff. They're shorthanded, and they're just working as hard as they can and keeping up with it the best they can, and they're doing a great job. That was Joe's comment. Myself, the same thing. Hats off to the staff. They've never had to deal with anything remotely like they've had to deal with lately. And I do believe that they're doing a very, very good job. I'm proud of all the board members. I think we have a great board. We're working all together. We're working very well together with the staff, amongst ourselves, and things are getting done. Things are actually moving forward and getting done, even in the midst of all this coronavirus. So, Ken Raines, any comments?
No.
Joe, no more? Any other comments from the board?
Roy?
Any other comments?
This is Gary.
Yes. Yes, Gary.
Roy, yeah, so I just want to let everybody know, since I got everybody online, since we're in phase one, we're allowed to have gatherings up to 25 as long as we have social distancing or gatherings or meetings. So our meeting room is going to be available Tuesday night. We rearranged the tables and stuff so everybody's spread apart, but you know, public wise, only very few people public wise can be there. So if you wanted to come in, we're going to have the meeting room open available for that. The meeting on the 21st on the strategic business plan, which I'm going to be putting out today, for that meeting, I'd like to have everybody available to come to that meeting because I got a slide presentation and it might be better, if everybody's there to see what's going on and see it in person instead of teleconferencing. But if you're uncomfortable, then teleconference away. So I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah, thank you for that, Gary. So anybody who wishes to attend at the meeting room to see the slide presentation is more than welcome. Those who do not feel comfortable can do the teleconference if they so choose. I've seen what Gary's going to provide on the slideshow. It's going to be a very good, very good presentation. So I do encourage everybody to definitely think about going and watching it. So, okay, are there any other public people that would like to make a comment, or anybody online, or any of the commissioners have anything to say, or any of our guests online from Salem or Martha?
No, I don't have, this is Martha. I don't have anything additional except that as so long as our seating space is limited, we need to continue making the meetings available via this.
Absolutely, Martha. Absolutely. All right. Well, thanks everybody for attending. Our next regular meeting date, Tuesday, May 19th, 2020 at 6 p.m. With that being said, this meeting is adjourned. 2:31, Thursday, May 14th, 2020. Thanks for everybody attending.